Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
On You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The terrific football and playoff baseball Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. We got a lot to get to in the National Football League and college football 20 minutes from now. We will continue to live sweat the Cubs and the Padres. Cubs up 2-1 in the bottom of the seven, thanks to two solo homers, back-to-back variety in the fifth inning. Cubs up 2-1, bottom of the seventh. 6 ounces away the Cubs are from taking a 1-0 series lead in the wild card round. And more importantly, cashing my bet and cashing Femi's bet on the Cubbies. Christopher Mad Dog Russo joins us in 60 minutes. Drew Dinsick next hour as well. All our bets for the Yankees and the Red Sox at the end of this hour. Femi with me now. Mark Schlereth will join us in a moment. How about Femi's Island, man?
How about
both first touchdown scores in the games last night? You are white hot, my man.
Hey, that's three straight with the Island games as we have a rapper's delight. Like, it was awesome last night getting both of those. And we said, love the long shots because he hit a few of them, pays for the whole season, and now we're playing with the house money. I was actually in the car driving because I had to pick up my dog. She was getting spayed yesterday, so that's been a whole ordeal. She's wearing the cone and everything. So I was driving, listening to the broadcast. I hear the Braylon Allen one. I'm like, are you kidding me? And then Darren Waller, and it's like, oh, did he catch it? Maybe. Yes, it's a touchdown. I was going absolutely nuts. And to cap it off with Bo Nix, we're feeling great. The first CD scores have been absolutely phenomenal. And now let's try to do it with this Rams-Niners game. Like, I think there's some opportunities with that game once the betting markets start to populate, but absolutely love it. And I love all the adulation and the thanks and all that stuff from everybody that's been watching and listening. Really appreciate that. Hope everyone's been able to cash because it's been really fun over these last 5 days or so.
Femi's Island making it happen. We are now joined on the show by Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, our good friend, the great Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Find it wherever you find your podcasts. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Stink, welcome back to the show. Nick and Femi, what's going on?
Nothing, man. Just enjoying a beautiful fall afternoon here in Denver, Colorado, and celebrating a Broncos victory. It's about time they looked a little bit better.
I'm less interested, Mark, in the Broncos side of last night's game. Like, for me, the Broncos did what they were supposed to do. They beat a bad team. I thought Bo Nix played better despite the red zone pick. Loved the 1-2 punch in the run game with Dobbins and R.J. Harvey really starting to emerge. To me, like, that game's all about Cincinnati and how bad the Bengals are. And I'm not trying to take away from Denver, but the Bengals were atrocious. And projecting this the rest of the season, I don't know if and when Joe Burrow's coming back. The line stinks. The defense stinks. The quarterback doesn't look like he's ready to play. Can you make a case here, Mark, for the Bengals to achieve anything of any consequence this season? The adjusted win total for them at our show sponsor, BetMGM, is 6.5. Is there any hope for the Cincinnati Bengals for the rest of the season?
No, and there's no hope for the franchise in general because they don't understand how to play NFL football. They don't. I mean, first off, all you do is spend money on wide receivers. Wide receivers, and I think I've told you this before, they're like children. They're totally dependent, and they whine and piss and moan if they're not fed. Like that. Like 10 other guys have to do their job for a wide receiver to have an impact on the game. And you see, when you can't block anybody, Joe Burrow has been hurt almost every single year. It's 2 years in a row with Joe Burrow that they're not going to the playoffs. They're certainly not going to the playoffs this year. It's just a poorly run organization. That's all. And then on top of it, from a coaching standpoint, what do? You sit in shotgun 95% of the time. If you don't get under center, about 35-40% of your runs are just canned. You run it one way or the other way, based upon which way the back sets. You run opposite of the back set in gun. They're just a poorly run franchise. And, you know, I think the way they're coached, you know, it's all about, hey, put it on the quarterback's shoulders and let the quarterback go win. That's not NFL football. There's a reason their quarterback is always hurt, and it's because you don't protect him. You just don't understand how football is supposed to work.
Do you think Zach Taylor is a good coach?
I don't believe in his offense whatsoever. I don't believe in the way he structures his offense. So I think he understands the passing game. Yes. But he doesn't understand the running game, and if you don't understand the running game, you truly can't protect your quarterback. Every year he's hurt. Every year he gets sacked a bunch of times. At some point in a day and age where sacks are more about coaching and more quarterback driven statistic and a coaching statistic than they are an O-line statistic. Hey man, put your O-line in a position to fail. Don't be surprised when they fail because you're the dumbass that put them there. So if you can't sit up and you can't pass protect, which nobody can if you throw it 45 times a game, I don't care. I don't care who you are. There's no offensive line in the league that can do that. But if that's what you put your guys, that position, you put them in that position, that like they're going to fail. And that's a failure. That's a coaching failure in my mind.
Mark, you mentioned that wide receivers are like children. They're dependent and they whine when things go poorly. What did you make of Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown's Bible verse that he posted on Instagram after the game, after the Eagles won to improve to 4-0 in the same calendar year that they won a Super Bowl championship?
I didn't even see the verse. What was the verse?
It was it's something like, if you're not appreciated, then what you do is you quietly withdraw, which spurred, like, does he want to get traded for Philadelphia? Nick Sirianni had to address it in his press conference. But one of these, like, cryptic quotes basically alluding to the fact they're not throwing him the ball, and if they don't throw him the ball, maybe he wants out. That's the interpretation.
Well, listen, like, this is why I wouldn't coach, or this is why I quit. I'd get in trouble because, like, if I'm coaching, I would love to put him down with the offense and defensive line in pads in one-on-ones and make him take reps at guard for the entire 20-minute period and let him get the living piss beat out of him. Just get the piss beat out of him. And then see what somebody else has to do for you to sniff a football. Like the unbelievable selfishness in that stuff. It just is irritating, but for some reason it's fantasy football. What fantasy football has done to these receivers, they just have such an inflated opinion of what their value is. Anyhow, it is what it is. Hopefully, you know, they work it out and they throw him a bunch of balls early so he can quit pouting.
You better you bet on this Tuesday. One thought on a game for next week, Mark, for now at least. Your Denver Broncos travel to Philadelphia to take on A.J. Brown and the Philadelphia Eagles. And all the movement in the betting market, Mark, has been towards the Denver Broncos. We may have the Eagles just as a 3-point home favorite here. We'll see over the balance of the week, but the Broncos have been bet consistently since the game ended last night against Cincinnati. Do you see it as Denver being able to keep this game very close at the reigning defending Super Bowl champions? Give us like your brief scouting report on Eagles-Broncos coming up this Sunday.
Yeah, I think ultimately you look at the Eagles and offensively they haven't been very good. Now, they've done what they've had to do to win, which is a testament to how they're built and how they believe and what they've got going on over there. But and the Broncos defensively, I mean, they put on a clinic last night. I understand that it was the Cincinnati Bengals, but their back end, their coverage guys have unbelievable skills. Their ability to rush the passer. Now, some of that was enhanced last night because of crowd noise, and Cooper and Nick Benito were getting off the ball. But they're a really, really good defense. Like, if they can produce in the running game consistently, which I don't know if they can or not, but Dobbins is great. I really like what R.J. Harvey did last night. I mean, really started to kind of feel like he's starting to understand how the run game works in the National Football League, and it takes a lot of these young guys. We saw it with the Raiders and Genty kind of break free against Chicago last weekend. So I think it just takes time for young running backs to really figure out how the NFL works. You know, there's such a difference. Everything's played, you know, with tight hashes. It's played in the middle of the football field. There is no wide side. And in college, a lot of times you can just break to the edges of the football field with your speed and outrun the defense, get on the perimeter. And you can't win that way. You can't consistently run the ball that way in the National Football League. It just doesn't work. So you've got to be a plus two runner. Once you get in the briar patch, you've got to be able to find a way to get to hit at 2 yards and fall forward and get 4 or 5. And those are the guys that survive a long time. The other thing, you've got to be patient, man. You got to understand that every meal is not a banquet. You know, you got to take your 2, 3, 4 yard gains, 4 yard gain, and you got to wear a defense down. And then eventually you're going to get that opportunity to break one out. So I think you've got to learn that. And I thought R.J. Harvey looked really good last night compared to what he's been the last couple of weeks. So if they can stay with that formula and Bo Nix can continue to kind of do what he did, especially the end of the first half, he had a 2-minute drive where he made a hole shot throw down the sideline, I think it was to Mims, and then the touchdown throw to Cortland Sutton, keeping it kind of on the body frame of the wide receiver, not leading him in, you know, not throwing a medicine ball with a middle of the field close safety there that has no responsibility other than to separate you from the ball. I thought those were two of the best throws I'd seen.
Stink, we got a few minutes left here. Obviously, one of the surprises of the season so far through 4 weeks has been the Baltimore Ravens sitting here now at 1-3 after losing to Kansas City on Sunday. Reportedly, Lamar Jackson could miss the next 2 to 3 weeks. The Ravens have a bye week coming up in a couple of weeks, but this Sunday they host Houston. Next week they host the Rams. Do you think the Ravens, with how they've been playing, can keep the ship afloat with Lamar Jackson potentially missing these next couple of games, both of them home games against Houston and LA?
No, I mean, it's not just Lamar. There's like 7 guys on defense that are missing. They're going to miss both their starting corners. Van Noy is out. They just lost Matabuke for the season. He's on IR. And a bunch of other guys. I think Roquan Smith has got a hammy or something. So they've got like 7 guys right now that are down on the defensive side of the ball. And then, you know, Lamar is going to hurt them. And I tell you, the other thing is, from a coaching standpoint, when they face one of these other quarterbacks, it's almost like they coach to say, and I talked about this on the Stinking Truth podcast, like, hey, we're going to match Mahomes, like, throw for throw. And I thought Spagnuolo did an unbelievable job of capturing the eyes of Lamar Jackson. They were lining up like with blitz looks, bailing out, then lining up and blitzing, and then having simulated pressure off of one side. And then all of a sudden, it's a 5-man dog, then it's a 6-man blitz, then it's a 3-man rush, drop 8. Like, it was constant. And I thought Lamar's head dropped. I thought he, instead of looking down the football field, he's like, where are they coming from? What do I got to do? And ultimately, you look at that, and I don't understand how the Baltimore Ravens get into these matchups and their coaching staff just craps in their helmet. Like, Derrick Henry gets 8 carries the other day, 8 carries, and they had a playoff game where I think he got 6 carries against maybe Kansas City as well. So I just look at that and say, man, like, if I'm going to lose, I'm going to lose doing what I do, right? I'm going to adhere to my identity, and if you're going to whip my ass, you're going to whip my ass doing what I do well, as opposed to, hey, let's trick them or let's go throw for throw with them. I just don't understand the philosophical approach the Baltimore Ravens take when they play really good opponents.
Do you like the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mark, to win the AFC North?
If the Baltimore Ravens can't figure it out and get healthy, yes, I do. And they're playing, the Steelers have just continued. They didn't play well against New England, but they found a way in a +4, you know, turnover differential. They found a way to win. Rodgers has been efficient. Gainwell really helped them in the running game. I just feel like they're going to keep getting better and better and better as the season goes on. And I talked about it late last season in December when I called the Jets game with Aaron Rodgers, and he was playing really well. And I was like, just don't be surprised when Aaron actually it gets his legs underneath him. He played well at the end of last season, and I think he's still got that in him.
Mark, great job. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for the time, as always. Stinking Truth Podcast, Fox Sports with the NFL. Stay well, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Odyssey Sports NFL Insider Mark Schlereth joining us on the show, host of the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Bemmy, Steelers, AFC North?
Nah. Ravens. Ravens win the AFC North.
But not yet,
I'm sticking
yet,
with
right?
the Ravens.
You want,
but not
you,
yet.
You don't want to bet? Not yet.
Now, perhaps we have a fallen hero spot brewing this Sunday with the Ravens hosting
man.
The Texans. Perhaps. A lot of heroes have fallen for the Baltimore Ravens, but perhaps we have a spot. But in a couple of weeks, I do think it'll be time to buy Baltimore, because looking at their schedule and Pittsburgh's schedule, big-time advantage Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, this isn't fallen hero spot. This is like Thanos snaps his fingers and like half the team's gone, and it's all the good players. It's just like, here's Derrick Henry looking around like Will Smith yes. in the Fresh Prince Mansion. Where is everybody? On the other side, Femi and I will hit NFL news and notes. We'll sweat the Cubs and Padres Tuesday on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. On third down and two, Knicks end zone, Sutton, he's got it, touchdown Denver, what a catch.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Joe Buck with the call last night on ESPN. We'll talk about the Broncos and the Eagles on Sunday in a second. We'll talk about the Cowboys and the Jets, the Dolphins and the Panthers, the Bengals and the Lions. But Femi, let's celebrate for the moment our Chicago Cubs. Insurance run in the bottom of the eighth, now up 3-1. Padres making a pitching change. The Cubs will go to the top of the ninth with at least a 2-run lead to try and close this sumbitch out and give us a 1-0 lead here in this wild card series.
Oh, man, we need it. Need it. After what happened earlier this afternoon, at least for me, I bet the Guardians to win the series at plus 105. I was hoping that they could steal the Scooble game, but that didn't really work out here. But shout out to the Cubs, though. I mean, like early on, it looked like they were a little bit frazzled. You're wondering about Matthew Boyd, and he even got pulled in the fourth. So it was a little bit sketchy there, but they've kind of weathered the storm here, and the bats have come alive just enough so far in this game. And why not tack on some more? just because they haven't made a pitching change, let's tack on some more runs. Let's make this 5-1 heading into the top of the ninth here. But liking where we're at right now with the Cubs, but obviously it's baseball. There's no clock, so you can't count the chickens before they hatch. So let's get some more runs and hopefully have a little bit more cushion to play with in the top side of the ninth.
The birthday boy is here, our friend Jake Hassan, who is, for those keeping score at home, the current, we need like a name for it. If you finish number one in the You Better You Bet crew power rankings, like what should your title be for the week, for the next week?
Yeah. Should it come with like a belt or just a title?
I'm not sure.
Are you like the, you can't be like the undisputed champ because like it's something like, that can easily go.
Is he like the Viceroy? Like there should be some sort of title like that.
The Viceroy.
The Viceroy, Jake Hassan with us now. Jake, number one in the power rankings. Number one in our hearts. And the birthday boy today. Now, you bet the Padres. Sorry about that. What's your feel right now on Cubs-Padres and your opinion of the Tigers beating the Guardians earlier and how we're projecting that series moving forward?
The Tigers had to have it. That's a gut punch to the Guardians. Like, you had the opportunity to win it. Jose Ramirez on third. Nobody out, trailing by one, and just can't get him home, can't put the ball in play. It was brutal by the Guardians, but it's also showing why I don't like either of those teams long-term for the rest of the postseason. They both just kind of stink. So I think that the Tigers probably win the series. I'll like them tomorrow with Casey Mize on the mound as well, but in the next round, I'll be going against them for sure. As far as the Padres go, listen, anybody who's watched this Cubs bullpen at all this year knows that there is legitimately no lead that is safe with these Cubs relievers. And they already used both of their high-leverage closers, Kittredge and Palencia. I guess this is going to be Kansas City Royals legend Brad Keller to close it out. I don't know. Maybe they're calling me. I don't know. It might be our boss Mitch Rosen out there closing out the game for the Cubs. They'll be pulling people out of the stand. So Padres lineup is really good. This isn't over until it's over, in my opinion.
Well, Mitch does not use performance-enhancing drugs, but he does have like 18 shots of espresso a day, so maybe that'll get Mitch rolling to pitch for the Chicago Cubbies. So just on the next round, whether the Tigers or the Guardians win the series, they will play Femi Seattle Mariners. Is there like a price that you wouldn't lay with the Mariners in a best of five against those two teams, whoever wins?
I mean, I feel like, yeah, like I'm not going to lay like minus 300. With the Mariners. I don't want to do that, but I'd look for creative ways to bet them, like maybe Mariners to win in three or four.
Jake,
or
what about you?
Like
I don't even want to ask Femi this question because Femi is like a jaded Mariners fan. We need like an unbiased opinion.
I mean, yeah, I agree that I wouldn't be rushing to bet like minus 300, but the Mariners should easily take care of business with either the Tigers or the Guardians. Tigers have exactly one pitcher. The Guardians don't have an offense. For all the reasons that all the warts that the Mariners have, I still think they should be able to take care of business against these trash AL Central teams.
Femi, are you rolling it back? I know you have Guardian series. Do you think the Guardians are going to win tomorrow and force a game three?
I do. I still think Cleveland's going to win the series. I think Detroit is literally just Scooble and nothing. like that's it. And credit to them. They got it done. They won the game when Scooble pitched and they almost lost it. Now that Scooble's not out there, I think Cleveland wins tomorrow. I think Cleveland wins on Thursday.
Jake, you agree that the Guardians are going to win the series?
No, I think Detroit will win. What happened with Cleveland today and their just complete lack of offense, it gives me no faith at all.
So, Jake, today is your birthday.
Cleveland.
Yes.
What's the what's your favorite birthday ever? Like, what did you do on your favorite birthday? Like the birthday party or thing that you did that's the best in your entire life?
It was probably last year when I threw a party at my apartment and then just like invited a bunch of my friends. Like, it was packed and it was a lot of fun, and we utilized the shot ski a lot. And then I fell asleep on my living room floor, and it was really awesome.
Thank you for participating in this conversation.
Hey, anytime. Thank
What's
you
your favorite
for
birthday,
giving
Nick?
Me the runway.
What a terrible answer. Like last year when I had my friends over and we drank. Don't you do that? Yeah. You do that every weekend, right? And I don't mean that as a criticism. When I was your age, I also did that every week. When I was older than you, I was doing that every weekend. Like, what's so special about that? Like, you did that last weekend, right?
Yeah, well, I did do that for my friend's vow renewal a couple days ago. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a person that makes a big deal out of my birthday usually. So it was just a really fun time
Why
that
not?
I look back on fondly. I don't know. It was just not something that I'm really
Why?
Interested in. Like,
what'd you do for your 21 run? Like that hold a special place in your heart?
For my 21st birthday, we just went to the local campus bar in Champaign. Shout out the Red Lion. And they have a giant patio. And same, like a bunch of my friends from out of town came to visit me. And we closed it out until 3 a.m. And I'm pretty sure I fell asleep on my living room floor again that weekend.
For my 21st birthday, I bought a white sport coat.
Ooh.
Didn't really fit.
That's it?
Did you have a ponytail?
No, I think it's a really strong question. I don't think did I have the ponytail when I was, so I was 21 and not yet is the answer to that question. My hair was getting long, but like ponytail was like that fall. My birthday's in June. I wore a white sport coat to a bar in Manhattan that no longer exists, and I blacked out.
Did you spill on the coat?
I mean, probably.
Out,
probably.
I mean, I guess
I did not have
the next
ponytail
day.
Yet. The ponytail was later that fall, and it wasn't really it was like a full ponytail. It was like, it was at the bottom. It was really bad, and a girl said at a bar, "Look at the guy with the ponytail." Famously,
just a tough scene.
Imagine if that girl had seen you with a white coat and a ponytail at the same time.
Yeah, I was really throwing stuff at the wall to see what would stick.
Hey, you know?
Unfortunately,
and you came to it. That's
unfortunately,
a good place.
Unfortunately, the answer was not much at that time.
Now, you know, like, baby.
Now, like, you go out enough, like, you put yourself, like, if you're in the game enough, you put yourself in a position to like accidentally win sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't all L's, but the wins were more like you're in the right place at the right time.
Found like money.
No other reason. No other reason. Are we two outs here, top of the ninth already?
Yeah, we got two outs, baby. Xander Bogaerts. Oh,
let's go.
At the plate.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Bogaerts about to ground out to the shortstop, or Cubs about to be up 1-0 in this series.
Yeah, this, oh, I'd love that.
Bill writes three pitches, like literally like the inning just started. My favorite birthday ever. Well, my 40th birthday was really awesome. It was a couple years ago with my family and I was about to get married like the next month. That was awesome. But when I was a kid, I want to say I was like 9. It was 92. We rented out this arcade in Queens, which sounds like way more fancy than it is. Like this arc used called Peter Pan Games on Bell Boulevard in Queens, for anyone listening to the show in Queens, New York. And we had an hour, and I played Street Fighter II the entire time, and I beat everyone.
Ooh.
And it was really great.
So what age was that? That was teen?
Say it was like, I was 9 probably. I think it was, it was 92. Okay. I think it was 92.
There you go. I spent probably my first, at least like birthdays that I can remember, once I turned about like 5 to like, I want to say 8. Chuck E. Cheese. And like there was
Chuck
E. Cheese
awesome.
That was probably like 15, 20 minutes away from where we lived. I like my birthdays were there, my brother's birthdays were there, my cousin's birthdays were there.
You guys had electricity in the Pacific Northwest where you're from?
Yes, we have electricity.
Just checking. I'm from New York.
I don't even. It's Chuck E. Cheese, man.
Chuck E. Cheese is awesome.
It's a great time. My 21 run. Obviously, nobody remembers that one, but like, because like my birthday's on July 3rd, so 4th of July, especially back in my early 20s, like I always felt like crap. But like my 21 run, I was actually doing summer school.
I think that's a great birthday, honestly. July 3rd.
It's fun. I mean, share the birthday.
Everyone's
with Tom
off. Everyone's yeah. off. Yeah. Right.
But see, that's the tricky part though. Is that like, see, people have plans doing other stuff. Because like when
you
I was,
you gotta
a
hang
kid,
out on like, the 3rd, and then the 4th, they could do whatever they want.
Well, like when I was in like elementary and middle school, like I didn't have that many friends that would come to my birthday because like they were already like in like summer vacation and like,
yeah,
oh, like
fair.
We're going to this for like the weekend and all that stuff. So I just hung out like with my family and like I had like a bunch of close relatives nearby. So like it was still a lot of fun. But yeah, like most times people just kind of take off or whatever. But yeah, now that we're older, like people, obviously everyone's kind of around and they can do some stuff. But yeah, I just remember like my brother came up because I was still up in Bellingham, Washington. Shout out to Western Washington University. Active Minds Changing Lives. I was taking summer school classes. My brother came up. One of his buddies came up. And we went out to the bar. It was like on a Sunday. And we got absolutely tanked. And the next day, 4th of July, I ate a Little Caesars pizza. And I laid in the grass. And I watched people celebrate the 4th of July. That was my 21st birthday.
That's how we celebrated in America. Eating pizza in the grass. As the founding fathers intended. The Cubs are one strike away from winning this game. So Addie, our associate
difficult.
Producer, Addie Bates, her birthday is October 29th. Mike Brown's birthday is right around Thanksgiving. I actually think I have
the birthday
best
is the 26th of October.
Mine's June 6th, my birthday. So we're like middle of the year, right before school ends for when you're in school, which is great. So you still had everyone around. Yeah, June 6th.
The vibes were ascending. They were ascending.
Yeah.
Like once you get to June, everyone's starting to feel good because like you have like that Memorial Day weekend kind of like surge of like a little bit of preview of summer. Like it's like, oh man, this is gonna be what summer vacation's like once we're done with school. And then like you get into June. Yeah, that's a good time. Like I'm a big summer birthday guy. Like obviously mine's July 3rd. My brother's is July 20th.
Oh yeah.
Let me got it done.
My best Harry Carey impersonation. Cubs win.
Why the W?
I don't know if it was good or not. Yeah. A questionable strike three call to punch out Xander Bogaerts. That is a win for the Chicago Cubs. Hell yeah. Let's go.
Cash that ticket, baby. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I bet -110 yesterday, and I also have like some -125 for the series. So, yeah, I'm all the way in on the Chicago Cubs. Like, that was much needed after Cleveland gacked that game away earlier
absolutely
this afternoon. So,
absolutely love it. All right. Let's carry this over into the next segment. We'll do our bets for the Yankees and Red Sox as well. But you want to talk about the teams that played last night on Monday Night Football and their games this week.
Yeah, alluded to it a little bit in yesterday's show, but of course it was sight unseen. We had not seen the Denver Broncos. But I think this is going to be a thing this week. This is probably the betting market that fascinates me the most is this Denver-Philadelphia game. And obviously everybody who looks at the box scores and the spreadsheets, like the Eagles, according to that, should be like 1-3. But they're not. Because they're Super Bowl champions and they win games and that's what they do. And they're 4-0. But I think there's going to be like a whiff of Eagles frauds versus this Denver team that I know a lot of people were really into over the course of the offseason. I was not one of them, clearly kind of planting my flag with the Raiders, which has gone terribly so far through 4 weeks. But that's where we sit here. I'm going to like Philly quite a bit. And I would lay 3.5. I haven't done it yet because I do think there's a chance we get to 3. But I love the Eagles this week. I like the Eagles against the Rams a couple of weeks ago. I think I like this one even more with Philadelphia laying 3 or 3.5 at home against this Denver team because I think the Eagles' defense flexes its muscles, and I think you're going to see their offense as well look to run the football on this Denver defense. So I like Philly quite a bit in the game.
Adam Schefter tweeted something earlier today that I thought was interesting. Through 4 games this season, the Eagles have been outgained by 327 yards, the fourth worst margin in the NFL, yet the Eagles are one of only 2 unbeaten teams.
Yep.
I'm marinating on a take.
Give it to me.
The 2025 Philadelphia Eagles are the 2024 Kansas City Chiefs. Which doesn't mean they're going to lose in the Super Bowl. That's just that.
Oh, I'd hope that happens.
I don't I don't know if the Eagles are going to be a team this year that we're going to want to lay like 7.5 with to win.
No.
But I think they might go like 15-2. So I don't know if I would lay 3.5 with the Eagles. Like, probably the answer is yes. But you be damn sure I'll have Eagles money line in some parlays. I may just bet Eagles money line straight. I don't think they're losing to Bo Nix and the Broncos. On the other side, the rest of our thoughts on the Monday night teams from last night, their games this week, and our bets for the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Season, no sweat, sweat. Today is the first day that I feel like the Invisalign I'm wearing is like messing with my speech. And I don't like it.
Yeah. But sacrifices we make. Good.
Yeah. Yep. I'll gladly sacrifice the quality of the show for my own personal vanity.
Say cheese.
I already signed my contract, so I can say that. With today's MLB postseason no sweat same game parlay token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets. If your wager loses, step up and find your pitch. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. Also, subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Femi broke down the Heisman Trophy market ahead of week 6, and Femi and I both broke down Monday Night Football. And like, comment, and subscribe, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. All right, bets for Yankees Red Sox coming up at the end of this segment. Femi, hit us with some other games that you'd like to discuss for NFL Week 5.
Yeah, let's get into the Detroit Lions and the Cincinnati Bengals. Right now over at BetMGM, this is a 10.5-point spread. Detroit, the 10.5-point road favorite, and you watched the game last night. Obviously, not too many people looking to back the Cincinnati Bengals. But sometimes in the NFL, you got to go dumpster diving. And I'm ready to go dumpster diving. I'm throwing on the hazmat suit. Like, we're going in there. I am going into the jungle. I actually like Cincinnati in the game. Now, of course, the offensive line is atrocious. They're horrendous. But looking at the injury report, Cincinnati, like Detroit, they might be down both of their starting corners. And if there's one area that you can attack with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, that is the exact area. Like, I think that the Bengals are going to actually be able to move the ball much better than what we saw last night, where it's, hey, here's Patrick Surtain. I know Riley Moss was getting picked on last night. Like, those things happen. But like Patrick Surtain did a really good job on Ja'Marr Chase in the limited reps that he faced him. There's no corner like that for the Detroit Lions. I like the idea of backing this team that's been blown out in a couple games against a team like Detroit that just blew out Cleveland this past Sunday. So I'm going to go with the Bengals at 10.5. I have not made the bet yet because I'm assuming nobody else wants it, and maybe we get an even bigger number by the time we get to Sunday, but I will be betting the Bengals at anything more than 10 this upcoming Sunday.
I give you credit. There's no way I can get there with the Bengals, while acknowledging that, you know, like I bet some Titans last night because I think that point spread's way out of whack. If you told me it was a different opponent than the Lions, I mean...
Detroit's going to have their way on offense.
Yeah, the Lions. The Lions might score 50 in this game, and then like can the Bengals score 40 like to cover the spread? I'm not saying I want to bet Detroit. There's no way I'm betting Cincinnati. I give you credit for having the hood spot to make that bet. What other games do you want to discuss?
The other games, I don't really have strong opinions. I did want to get your thoughts on Thursday Night Football because we haven't talked about that one yet. We have some injury news with that game. But like Cowboys Jets, I agree with you. At 3, it's a bet on the Jets. Like, it just cannot be 3. I think both Miami and Carolina stink. I don't want to dive into that one. Like, unless you have a strong betting opinion, I have no betting opinion. I think that should be around a pick 'em. That's where we sit right now. Says a terrible thing about Miami, the fact that they're a pick 'em against this Carolina team that just lost 42-13 to New England. But hey, I don't think Miami should be like 3 or anything like that. So I'm fine with that point spread. But Niners Rams. And I want to give it some more thought, but I want to kind of talk this one out because Brock Purdy dealing with a toe injury, Ricky Pearsall has got a knee, Juwan Jennings has a rib. None of those guys practiced today. And Wednesday will obviously be a very big day for those guys since the game is coming up on Thursday against the rival Rams here. And the point spread is now out to 6.5. And I would not be surprised if at some point tomorrow or maybe on Thursday on game day that we eventually get out to Rams -7. Like, let's say Purdy gets ruled out, or even Jennings and Pierce all get ruled out and Purdy plays. Man, the Niners are really, really up against it. Is there anything you want to do with this one?
I don't think Purdy's going to. I don't think he should have played on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't look like himself. like that felt like it was maybe like, hey, let's rush him back. Because like, I think also, isn't Mac Jones injured? Like, he's dealing with a knee injury. So who knows? Maybe I don't even know Mac Jones could have played last week. I kind of think that this is actually Rams or pass. I might pass the game. I just don't like where we're at with the 49ers. The injuries seem to be mounting. They're way, way too much. But can you really lay 6.5 after like this was like 4.5 a couple of days ago? Like, I don't know how I want to attack this one, but I kind of want to talk it out.
If it went to 7, I need to see who's in and who's out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if everyone's playing for the 49ers, that the point spread of the game, I think I said this yesterday, like in between 3 and 3.5.
Yeah.
So like like Niners +3.5 or Rams -3, I think would have been like fine bets in that game. No Purdy. Obviously, Purdy's better than Mac Jones. That matters. No Pearsall and Jennings. I think you could probably talk your, like 6.5, I think is probably really fair. 7. If Mac's going to play, and we'll see what the injury report holds, DeMarcus Robinson's back now off suspension. You've got Kendrick Bourne. Kittle's not going to play, but he hasn't played for a couple games now, obviously. I think this will be the 4th game that he misses now.
Mm-hmm.
I would consider betting the Niners if I got a full 7 and Mac is starting at quarterback. But that we got to thread that needle, though. Otherwise, yeah. I have no interest in San Francisco on Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, and this Rams offense looks really, really good. Stafford's healthy. I mean, I don't think the Niners have any answer for Puka. Nobody has an answer for Puka Nacua, at least it stands right now.
Is Puka going to win Offensive Player of the Year?
If Stafford stays healthy, I think he is.
Have you bet him at all?
I have not bet him. I feel like I might just have to wear the L, you know? Like, I don't want to chase it. And all of a sudden, it's too early in the season to chase. Like, things can happen. Like, who knows? Maybe Jonathan Taylor has, like, a 200-yard game against his Raiders defense, and all of a sudden you bet, like, a 2-1 that's now, like, out to 3-1 or something like that. So maybe
I just tell you, what I think the problem is that if Puka stays healthy, he's going to break, like, every receiving record.
Yeah.
He's on pace for, like, 180 catches.
I mean, how many? He's getting, like, what, 15 targets a game?
It's bananas.
It's insane.
He may not stay healthy. I mean, he gets like nicked up every single game. He's so physical, like he may not stay healthy. But yeah, I think that's a little interesting. Let's table the Rams Niners discussion for tomorrow when we have more injury information. Jets plus three for me. I would agree for the moment. No opinion on Dolphins Panthers. We can talk about it tomorrow with it moved. Tuesday.
Sorry to interrupt, but you don't seem to like the fallen hero spot with Baltimore this week.
Not yet. I mean, just.
Do you think we get to three?
No. I mean, like, maybe, and then it'll probably come off three.
And it comes off, yeah. I could see it touching three, then, like, people immediately, I mean, because, like, it's such a massive middle there for those who bet Houston. I mean, like, Houston was, like, what, 9.5 last week, and then, like, 6.5 at open in a couple sportsbooks, down to 4.5 yesterday, now down to, where Houston's now the favorite, but I think we might touch three. I think at that point, I'm just going to bet Baltimore to win the game.
Yeah, I'm not there.
Please, Cooper Rush.
I'm not there yet to be able to say that I want to bet the Ravens to win. I think they're probably going to lose, is my guess. Not definitely. They could win. I think they will lose next week to the Rams and be either 1-4 or 1-5 or 2-4 entering the bye. Yankees Red Sox starting in 18 minutes. First pitch from the Bronx. Max Fried and Garrett Crochet. Yankees minus 140, so the Yankees have been the side that's been getting bet over the course of the last 24 hours. Total 6.5 juice to the over with two excellent starting pitchers. Femi, how are you betting Yankees-Red Sox coming up game one from Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, we're out to plus 120, so that means I'm betting the Boston Red Sox. This is a bet on Garrett Crochet. There could be making an argument that he was actually the best pitcher in the American League this year, even better than Tarek Skubal. He's been that strong. He's a workhorse. I like him in a big spot. Like, he doesn't have like a ton of playoff pedigree. I understand that, but I just like how Crochet has been pitching this season. I just like the vibe of this Red Sox team. And with all the pressure being on the Yankees, give me the plus 120 with the much better pitcher in the game. Like, that's no disrespect to Fried. It's just more so praise to what Crochet has been this season. So I'm rocking with Boston tonight. I also like Boston with the series. I bet some plus 165 last night. So let's go Red Sox.
That's a terrible thing to say at the end. Now, I brought my Yankee hat to wear today. I wore it this summer to the beach a couple times.
I was going to say, that one's seen some things.
This looks like John Wetland's 1996 hat when the Yankees won the World Series. People remember that. That's now in Cooperstown in the Baseball Hall of Fame. So this Yankee hat, I need to get a new Yankee hat. This hat's seen better days, but I can toss it on here for a minute. Listen.
There he is. Mickey Pinstripes is back.
Listen. The Yankees are better than the Red Sox. Now, the Red Sox might have the vibes, and Aaron Judge might suck in October. Guess what? It's still September. Aaron Judge going to homer tonight. You get a great Max Fried start, and I do think Max Fried's got that dog in him. You agree? Max Fried does have that dog in him, right?
Yeah. He's got that dog, yeah. Also likes to put a lot of guys on base. Yeah. Hey, he's good. Yeah. I give him respect. He's good.
Better bullpen, Yankees or Red Sox?
I mean, it's the Yankees. I mean, a better bullpen. Do the Red Sox need it tonight?
Who has more star players?
Oh, the Yankee lineup is way better than the Boston lineup.
And the bullpen's better, right, for the Yankees?
I'd say so. But don't let Chapman be out there on the mound.
Great. I hope Aroldis Chapman pitches tonight.
What about Cora versus Boone? How do you feel about that one?
Well, you know, that's like asking me, how do you feel about, you know, if there were like an MMA fight? And one fighter, not a great fighter, and the other was on massive amounts of steroids. Who's better? Like, one cheats. I don't know. Like, does Alex Cora, do we have the garbage cans? Are there buzzers?
Might have something new. If you can't put it past him, you might have something new.
Look, I think you're getting plus money. I think Boone's the worst. But do we know, is Alex Cora cheating or no?
I mean, could go either way with him, given his past.
Was David Ortiz on steroids? Because everyone in the media says he wasn't.
Now he's going after Big Poppy.
Well, do you think David Ortiz used steroids or no?
I'm going to say yes, he did.
Yeah, of course he did. In my opinion. Of course he did. I mean, now listen.
Most people, yeah.
All the Yankees were on steroids also, and the Red Sox steroid users were better than the Yankee steroid users, but still, the Red Sox were all on steroids. And Alex Cora's a cheater, and the Astros are lying, cheating scumbags, and their World Series title should be taken away, and they should all be in Guantanamo Bay. And so should AJ.
Why are you nervous? Why are you nervous today?
I'm not, and the Yankees are going to win.
Okay. That wasn't the tune yesterday. Seemed a little bit nervous.
You know what? I am nervous. Final hour, Power Hour, coming up on the other side. We start the hour. We will speak to Christopher Mad Dog Russo.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.